Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. My pleasure to welcome the independent member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed, to the microphone this morning. Good morning, Susanna. How are you?
Good morning, Terry. I'm very well.
And Parliament has finished for the year.
Thank goodness. It was such a big last week, and it seemed to be in federal parliament as well. It just, everything sort of comes to a head and a lot of business has to be done.
Yes, apparently it is election season now.
It looks like it. It very much looks like it.
Well, maybe if we kick off of sort of the news of the day that does concern you, and this is about this text message that was sent out by the Coalition to voters in relation to your voting over the pandemic legislation, and you're saying that some of what they sent out is incorrect.
Yes, look, it's just the notion of portraying something in a way that says, look what she did, but don't look at what we did. And I think Ali Kapper, who's the independent member for Mildura, and I, within half an hour of getting out of Parliament, our phones were ringing from people saying, we've got these wretched text messages, what are they all about? And when we looked into it, it was something automatically sent out very quickly by connections to the Liberal Party and the National Party, 20 Collins Street, Melbourne. Yeah, it's happened before, but not for quite a while. And I think it's just really disappointing that the parties behave in this way.
We've done a little ad to kind of put your views on the whole thing forward. I might just play that ad now. Hopefully it works.
You may have received a text from the Liberal and National Party recently. Aren't they annoying? Let's set the record straight. Independent member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed, voted no to the original pandemic bill, as did many others, and as a result, that legislation underwent significant amendments. After returning from the upper house, these amendments were supported by all parties, including the Liberal and National Party. The bill is now far more suited to a pandemic than the existing state of emergency laws. Truth matters. And results matter. Stay fiercely independent. Authorised by Susanna Sheed, Shepparton. You may have received a text.
Okay, probably once is enough.
I think so.
So what you're saying is essentially they sort of accused you of doing what they did.
Sort of. what they want to make it look like is that, you know, Susanna Sheed voted for Daniel Andrews'
yes.
lockdowns,
yes.
you know.
When actually you didn't vote the first time around, did you?
Well,
the
bill only comes to our house once.
Yep.
And that came to our house
okay.
on the 28th of October. And I voted against it just as the other parties, except the Greens, did.
Mm-hmm.
And when it finally came back to our house this week with a lot of amendments, a huge number of amendments that the independents and crossbenchers in the upper house had been able to achieve, making it a much stronger and better bill than previously. It was put to the vote. It was debated somewhat, the amendments in our house, and then when it was finally, the motion was finally put, everyone agreed to it. So it's sort of misinformation to suggest that I did something else when I voted against the bill and along with everyone else agreed to the amendments after some debate. So, yeah, that's just, that's the way it
that's
is.
Politics.
And I think it's just a really disappointing side of politics, and it's why we're seeing independents pop up more and more.
What do you put it down to?
I think there's a desperation on the part of the parties. I don't think that they're feeling all that confident at the moment, and nor ought they. Their behaviour in the past has really, in my opinion, lacked a lot of integrity. And I think the fact that the voices for and the independents are getting such traction out there in the community now, we've seen Helen Haynes just as a standout in the federal parliament in the last few weeks on her integrity bill and other issues, and people are starting to realise that there are alternatives. And you know, it's worth remembering that there weren't always parties. When federal parliament started out, there were numerous individual people in the parliament who brought their best efforts to the parliament, and I think we might be heading back in that direction.
Nice segue. You mentioned federal parliament. Nice segue into what's happening here locally. The federal seat of Nicholls. Our current member, Damien Drum, has said even though he said he wasn't going to. Well, he told me he had been pre-selected, but turns out, I don't know whether he had been or he's changed his mind since then. I think I've got him in tomorrow. I'll ask him those questions then. But in the wake of that, that opens the floor, I suppose, for a new Nationals candidate, a new Liberals candidate, and of course we've got the Independent candidate, Rob Priestley, who's already put his hand up. But as you've pointed out to me on the front page of the Shepparton News today, Damien Drumm has taken a bit of a swipe at Independent candidates, calling them totally self-indulgent. So have you ever been called totally self-indulgent before, Susanna?
I don't think so. I mean, I think I'd be, you know, maybe having a beauty treatment or have gone to a spa for someone to call me that.
Yes, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Certainly not my role in politics. It's just solid hard work and slog and working for your community pretty much day and night, and Damien would know that. I think, again, it just comes back to that anxiety about the fact that independents are getting so much traction now.
Well, he's obviously trying to give whoever follows him in his party a bit of a leg up against Rob Priestley. He must perhaps think Rob Priestley is, as you say, getting some traction.
Look, I think it's going to be quite a contest, because if we have local people contending, everybody will be aware of Rob and the business he's been in, and a well-known family around Shepparton, and we're seeing the other people up for pre-selection, Amanda McLaren over Strathbogie Way, Sam Birrell, who we all know here in Shepparton. And
so do you know for a fact that he is up for pre-selection? Or
well,
is
no,
that just
I've only read that in the paper.
Okay.
And Michael Dobby, a well-known Paralympian. I'm not sure where he lives, but there'll be a lot to emerge over the coming weeks, no doubt. And, of course, the Liberals will then be pre-selecting also for someone for their spot in Nicholls. And, of course, anyone else can stand up for election too. So it'll be an interesting and very contested election.
But that is good, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
We know from years past that there was a feeling that there wasn't much shuffling of the deck chairs locally. It was pretty much a safe seat. So it seems that maybe it's not as safe as it used to be.
I don't think any seat is really safe anymore, and I'm not the only one who makes that sort of commentary, because we've seen some enormous swings at times, and there are many marginal seats out there as well, but this one has always, it's certainly, in terms of the last election, Damien's last elections turned into a safe National Party seat. But of course, it was held by the Liberals for 12 years when Sharman Stone was the Liberal member. So it has certainly always been a Conservative seat. So it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out. And of course, when the election will it be March, will it be May? All of these things will have an impact on it. And there'll be a lot of hard work for all those candidates running.
The article I've just mentioned says, Mr. Priestley is following the example of Independent State Member for Shepparton, Susanna Sheed, who won the seat that had been held by the Nationals for 47 years. Since being elected in 2014, Ms. Sheed has attracted a record investment in regional infrastructure of more than $600 million in the Shepparton State electorate. Well, it would be great if whoever steps up at the next federal election could continue that.
Well, look, we know we've got some big projects, the bypass obviously being the very big one that requires a very significant investment from the federal government, but we haven't even seen the business case for that. Neither the state government will release it, and nor will the federal government. It's sitting on their desk, and hopefully they're looking hard at it, because with an election like this, there probably needs to be a bit of consideration of what this community might need. But it's really, from a federal point of view, I think we're all very clear that there are some major issues around climate, around infrastructure, around the care of our ageing population. We saw the Murchison Nursing Home close down completely, and we've seen during COVID the really appalling situation that does exist across so many aged care homes, and particularly, you know, we saw the St. Basil's, and we're hearing stories about that. And it wasn't just COVID. A lot of these aged care homes have been underfunded, poorly staffed, and stretched for a very long time. So I think there are many issues out there that candidates will be able to run with that are important to our communities, and they'll really want to see some action on those.
When is the state election supposed to be?
It'll be in November.
Okay.
Next year, so it's exactly 12 months away.
That's that's set, isn't it? It's not like the federal.
That's right. They're set four-year terms. And, of course, South Australia's election is next year too. So it'll certainly be a year of elections.
Okay. And have you said whether or not you're standing?
I haven't yet, no. I don't need to quite decide yet. So I think it's time for the federal election to, you know, have, and the federal candidates to have their run, and let's hear what they're doing and get that settled, and we'll talk about the state election after that.
All right. I'll let you go shortly. I'm sure you've got plenty to do today. But perhaps now that Parliament has finished for the year, do you want to mention a highlight? And we won't probably be seeing you in the studio again this year. What's a highlight for 2021 for you, something that you've achieved?
Look, I think there's actually two things. Seeing Sam open was just enormously satisfying for everyone who worked so hard to make that happen. And and the new secondary college, I think we can't ignore the fact that we've now got a state-of-the-art secondary college for the young people in our district who were, you know, really not being given the opportunities, and nor had they had any investment of any significance for so long. Never has there been an investment in education in this region like there has been in the last few years. And I think education and our young people are our biggest and most important investment, and I feel that will absolutely be outstanding as long as our community get in there and work with the teachers, work with the school, work with the community, and business takes its role as well. And it is. Everyone is doing that. So I'm very hopeful for the future of our young people.
And obviously Greater Shepherd and Secretary College, a new campus, throws its doors open to students. I guess it would probably be the end of January, early February. So
yes,
exciting to see how that all goes.
It is. It's a huge thing, and the teachers, the principal, all of these people have worked unbelievably hard to put it all together. I mean, the furnishings are in, everything is happening, and it's hard to imagine the amount of work that must have been involved in getting all that to the point it is now and what it will be in a couple of months' time.
Yeah, I think it was Friday before last I had a chat to journalist Rosa Ritchie of the Shepparton News, because we were both on that media tour, and we were both pretty wowed by those facilities. It's, you know, large big buildings, great sort of theatres, so many different facilities, gymnasiums, rooftop gardens, big central court, bigger than Federation Square, all those sorts of things. It certainly looks good.
It does. And look, it says we value our children. We value our young people. They're worth that, and they deserve to have those sorts of surroundings. It's like the new hospital building. You know, these sorts of facilities are really important. You hope that they will attract the staff and the students to the school, and similarly in our health services.
All right. Well, thanks very much for your time this morning, Susanna, and we look forward to welcoming I need another coffee, don't I? Welcoming you back to the microphone in 2022.
Thank you very much, Terry.
This station, FM 98.5, subscribes to the Broadcasting Community Code of Practice. The Code of Practice is a set of agreed standards that have been developed by community radio stations across Australia. They reflect the unique principles of community broadcasting and guide stations in a whole range of activities, including complaints handling and Australian music content. If you'd like a copy of the code, please contact us during business hours and we will mail a copy to you.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
Hooray! The holiday season is here.
It's been a tough year, and now it's time to relax
and enjoy fun times with your family and friends.
Our sponsors, Focus Cards and Gifts, have the answers to all your card and gift problems in one convenient spot. Just drop into the Friar Street end of the Maud Street Mall in Central Shepparton and check out the extensive range on display. We're a friendly bunch and always happy to help. Open 7 days for your convenience. Call us on 5821 1813.
We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831-6405. That's 5831-6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.